This hour of the Hardline brought to you by Massey Cadillac.
In 20 years of the ticket from 1994 to 2014, radio faces change and voices come and go. But the one constant through it all has been you, our loyal P1s. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
At 5:50, we're going to introduce to you a brand new segment here on the Hardline, the Captain's Platter. Today it will be the NBA Captain's Platter. First, though, it is time for Country Music Fun.
Country music?
Yeah, we probably should have promoted this a little bit better than we did, because of all the things that we have done in the last 10 years or so, I think we've probably collectively received more feedback from this than almost anything. Because a few months ago, we were talking about country songs and country hits, and there was one out there from Luke Bryan called That's My Kind of Night. And we started playing it on the air, and we started noticing that all the ridiculous stereotypes that were in that song and how stupid they all sounded and how fake it all sounded. And we kind of broke it down. And since then, we found a few other songs. And coincidentally, the one that reeked the most was another Luke Bryan song called Shake It. And it just goes to show
got his formula figured out.
And I'm not going to say that every country artist does it, because it's not fair at all. But these ridiculous country singers now that kind of the Nickelback of country music, man, you talk about just going for the formula and not trying to write a song about
anything of substance.
Yes.
Or experience.
It is all country stereotypes.
Like, to just make sure you hit your bullet points.
Yes, you've got a list of bullet points / cliches, and the objective is to cram as many in there as you can, as fast as possible, with volume.
Yes,
a lot.
Repetitive. So here are the stereotypes that we have discovered from these songs, and it's not just Luke Bryan. Again, this is Florida Georgia Line. I have a whole host of artists.
Ford, it's half of Nashville.
It is. It is, unfortunately. And you know what? I really do hate it for the legit country artists out there. I really do. Because, you know, dudes that are really working and trying to craft a song, and then you have these Nimrods out there that are ruining it for everybody.
And those guys are just getting swallowed up by this.
They really are. So here are the stereotypes before we play our next entrant. Truck.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. The word girl.
Yes, the word girl. Beer and or liquor.
Any type of booze.
Farm equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Rural setting, mm-hmm. like a river.
Creek.
Or a creek, a river.
Dirt road.
A plain, a dirt road.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Jeans, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Boots, of course. Guns, and I think that this is a new one that we need to add on there to look out for, hunting and fishing. Okay?
Hunting and fishing.
Hunting,
yeah, definitely.
Fishing.
That's their hobbies.
Yes. So,
I mean,
again,
Luke Bryan, in his two biggest hits, they both reference catfish.
Man, how do you get catfish?
Fishing.
You go fishing.
Truck, girl, beer, or liquor, farm equipment, rural setting, jeans, boots, guns, hunting, fishing.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 mentions.
Okay.
God and family should be a runner-up in there.
You know, there are all kinds of secondary ones as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But these are the big ones.
Yes, they are. So, this was sent to me by about 50 people, this song. This is from a young man named Granger Smith.
Granger?
Granger Smith. And this is his attempt at becoming country cool.
Now, is this being heard on the radio? And is this a hit?
I don't know if it's a hit. I have no idea. There's a proper video for it, and it's slick, and it's very well produced and all that. So
all right.
Who knows?
What's the name of this song?
This song is called Country Boy Love.
That sounds wrong.
So
that'll get you arrested in some counties.
Listen closely. Here's Granger Smith in Country Boy Love.
Crack a cold one.
That's a great start.
Beer.
And how far are we in here?
Oh, that's 2 seconds. Yeah, 2 seconds.
Crack a cold one.
By the way, does this sound country? I mean, son of a bitch, man.
Sounds like the Bullet Boys.
This country boy love is what you need. I'm in the rut, baby, you're my dough and heat. Let's make a bed with all these bags of feed in the...
All right, farm equipment feed, right?
Yeah.
Did he just refer to his girlfriend as a dough and heat?
A dough and heat. Oh, just wait.
Back of my truck.
All right, let's go back just a tad equipment. There. Yeah.
Bags of feed in the back of my truck. Yeah, I know just how to treat a girl. I can tick you in the woods and slingshot squirrels. Take my...
I know just how to treat a girl. We can go to the woods and slingshot squirrels.
Because when I'm rifling through a Match.com profile... When the lady's, you know, expressing how she wants to be treated, number one with most of them is going into the woods and murdering rodents with a slingshot. My perfect date is this.
Oh, my God. Oh, Match.com. I love long walks, slingshotting squirrels.
I can take you in the woods and slingshot squirrels. Take my old four-wheeler for a whirl. Would you like that, baby? And if your kid's running low on you, give me a kiss and I'll fill your lip.
Did you catch that?
I said when your can's getting low on dip.
Yeah. Come a little closer and I'll fill your lip. To his girlfriend.
Yuck.
By the way, Ty just came in here with this. Oh, my God. Granger Smith, this artist, has enlisted the help of Johnny Manziel for his new video, Silverado Bench Seat.
You've got to be kidding me.
No! Oh, my God. Oh, he went to A&M. This Yahoo did.
Whoop.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yeah.
And if your can's running low on dip, give me a kiss and I'll fill your lip. This country boy love is what you need. We can knock them boots and yell yee yee. All them city boys jealous of what they see. Cause they ain't loving like that. No. This country boy love is what you need. Like a 12-gauge pump.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. In the chorus, we got both boots.
We've hit it all.
And there's no sales tax on boots in New
Corby,
Jersey.
We've hit it all.
We have?
Slingshotting squirrels counts as hunting.
Yeah. I think slingshots are good.
We mentioned guns, his 12-gauge, rural settings, the woods.
Yeah.
Boots and jeans were mentioned back-to-back. Farm equipment, I'm going to count feed.
Yes.
How will you feed?
As he mentioned, he started off the song with beer. He said girl and... The feed was in the back of his truck.
Yeah.
We're not even through the damn chorus.
No.
And this guy's hit them all.
No, we're not. This is wonderful.
Love is what you need. Like a 12-gauge pump, it sets you free. Once you taste these biscuits, that's so sweet. You ain't never going back. No. We can battle for a buck on our first date.
Hunting.
We can battle for a buck on our first date.
I don't get it.
They want to.
They're going to go hunting?
They're going to go hunting and battle to see who shoots the first buck.
What fun.
Seriously. Hang on. So you at a bar, you're talking up a girl,
yeah.
And it's like you exchange phone numbers. It's like, hey, maybe we should get together sometime. It's like, oh, you want to go to a movie? Maybe go to dinner? No, let's go deer hunting. Right? Oh, just sell that rural country redneck fantasy.
Put on a truck or go hunt snakes, you'll get you.
What? I'm sorry. What?
And if the deer hunting thing falls through, I know a good place to hunt rattlesnakes. For a first date.
Hang on, Mino.
For a buck on our first date, get some mud on a truck or go hunt snakes. You'll get chiggers on your legs, but that's
chiggers.
Okay. I'll scratch them for you later.
Oh, vomit!
So he wants to fill her lip
with dip,
with used tobacco,
and it's,
from his mouth.
Yeah, and it's going to cost her a kiss.
Yes.
She's got to kiss him before he'll give up his dip.
Then he wants to go deer hunting,
uh-huh.
And if that doesn't work, let's say the deer aren't out in ample
right.
supply, then we'll
right.
hunt snakes.
After we get mud all over our truck.
Yes, and you'll be muddy, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get a case of chiggers.
Yes, yes.
They're going to
chiggers on your
they're
legs.
Going to attack you.
Because girls love when their legs are all eaten up with bites and bruises, don't they?
Yeah, red and lesioned and everything. This is
but
great.
But he's going to scratch them, which is the worst thing you can do for a chigger bite.
Ain't got no candles or red wine. I got a beer and a catfish on the line.
No!
Oh! Catfish! He said it!
You know what? If I'm the catfish, I am suing the hell. Catfish deserve royalty for country music these days.
Look like a catfish. Seriously.
I mean, do they have a union?
I don't know, but they need to be receiving ASCAP checks.
I mean, it's unbelievable the way catfish are being used in these songs.
What do you think of this, Mike?
I think this is just awful. This is just incredible.
Catfish.
Red wine, I got a beer and a catfish on the line. I pull him up, spill the guts, and then we'll fry him up for supper.
What?
So after you're miserable with your chigger infestations.
Right.
That's okay, because we got catfish and we're going to fry him up for supper.
Yeah, first, but he's going to clean it in front of you.
He's going to dump the guts out right in front of you.
Yeah, and instead of a nice, I don't know, Merlot, you're downing a 24-ounce Natty Light. What a great day.
After that, take my overalls off.
You're not wearing overalls! You are not wearing overalls.
I don't know who this idiot might be.
FYI, I'm hearing that Granger Smith is from Lake Highlands High School.
Shut up.
He's from this area.
Good. I hope he's listening.
I hope his whole family is surrounding the radio right now.
Because you know what? Your kid sucks. All right, so
your kids suck.
Overalls.
I cannot believe Johnny Manziel is going to be in the new video for Gun Rack or whatever it is.
So all of this, these events that have led up, he's going to seductively remove his overalls.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, after she is
covered in catfish sauce and
dip spit.
And she's itchy from all the chiggers.
She probably got bit by a snake. Poked by a deer. I mean, all things have gone horribly wrong, but now it's time for me to reveal
what's the awesomeness that lurks beneath my
overalls and the stench that comes out of that after gutting a catfish.
There's at no point has a shower been mentioned.
No.
After that, take my overalls off, but I'm leaving my boots on.
Oh, well, good, because your feet effing stink. I'm leaving my boots on.
Feet?
This country boy love is what you need. We can knock them boots and yell yee yee. All the city boy jealous of what they see.
Is there one city boy jealous of what they see?
And you know what? That's what she really wants, for you to leave your boots on. So in the middle of some awkward hillbilly sex move, she gets hit in the face with a heel of a Lucchese.
Right. She gets back heeled. This is the worst date ever.
Oh, my God.
I thought Luke Bryan's date was bad when he was taking her down the river and they were catching fish and stuff together.
This is so much
worse.
This
is country boy love.
Oh, that's right.
That's the way they do it.
That's right. That's every country boy. They love this. This is the way that to seduce a woman.
This might be on the concert calendar, but tonight you can see Granger Smith at Hank's Texas Grill in McKinney.
There is no doubt by this time,
my God.
There is no doubt that he is listening to this right now. There is a
he's on his way to the gig for 100%
chance that he is listening to this right now. People have gotten in touch with him.
Well, dude, this sucks. Hope you got something better than this, man.
He doesn't.
Look, we're not even halfway through the song.
I know.
I mean, but look, we've hit the high points, and I wanted to play another song too.
Of his?
I wanted to do a two for Tuesday, but we can't. There's
Can
just
we just listen to see what happens at the end of this date.
Yeah.
Probably repeat the chorus. He's about out of stuff. I got a big guitar solo first.
You think?
Oh yeah, big rock guitar solo.
No.
There it is.
Steve Vai just walking in.
What?
Two-wheel drive or four below, I can hump your back road.
Hump? He used the term hump?
Yeah. I think he said hunt.
Oh, hunt?
I think.
One more time.
Let's see here, Granger.
This is still a first date, and you're going to try to...
Try that?
Go that second input? I mean, seriously? We dated a long time to bring that up.
Back road. This country boy love is what you need. We can knock them boots and yeah. All the city boy jealous of what they see. Cause they ain't loving like that, no. This country boy.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that is
awesome.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
How have things gone so wrong?
Seriously, how do you top that?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody will.
You know what?
We were saying the same thing about Florida Georgia Line a few weeks ago.
The song that I was going to play was worse. But now that I'm looking back, I don't see how it can be. That's the new leader in the clubhouse. Congratulations, Granger.
Granger Smith. Go see him tonight at Hank's.
Have a good gig tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Up next.
Granger.
Let us tell you what we have got up here in a few weeks that you're going to want to get in on.
Hell Golf, Rick Arnett here this Saturday on the TV.